Part 1 Chapter 1
Hell's fire!
Cyril saw Diablo stared at the page she was currently reading, then let the book drop into her lap.
A body in a closet? What kind of idiot leaves a body in a closet?
Someone who doesn't have large furry friends who think human and snack mean the same thing? Damon replied in an offhand way that told her he was paying some attention, but not really listening, his thoughts still on the papers spread out around him. Another woman might have been insulted by that lack of immediate attention. Knowing the man, Cyril just waited. Looking at Damon Saudie wasn't a hardship at any time, but at the moment, he was comfortably rumpled, which made the picture even more delicious. His thick black hair was disheveled from his fingers running through it, while he read the reports and made notes of things he wanted to discuss with Demlin's province queens. His white silk shirt was partially unbuttoned, giving her a view of toned muscles and golden brown skin, as well as little flashes of the red birthright jewel that hung from a gold chain around his neck. His bare feet rested on a pillow he'd tossed onto the low table in front of the sofa. His deep, cultured voice always had a sexual edge that made a woman's pulse race, even when the look in those gold eyes promised pain instead of pleasure. He had a face too beautiful to be called handsome, and he had a temper typical of his caste. Since he was one of the two males in the entire history of the blood to wear a black jewel, he was as lethal as he was beautiful, and may the darkness help her, he was family. It was that last part that assured her she'd have his full attention before much longer. It was the nature of warlord princes to be protective and territorial, as well as violent and deadly. So it was pretty much a given that a warlord prince was going to pay attention to the women in his family. That thought had her narrowing her gold-green eyes as she considered why he was settled in the sitting room of the family's townhouse in Amdar, Demlin's capital city, instead of doing paperwork in his own study at Saw Diablo Hall, where he belonged.
Hell's fire, Saudie, she growled. Now that you're the warlord prince of Demlin, don't you have enough details to keep you occupied without keeping track of my moon times?
Which reminded her of the problem that was going to be filling up the sitting room if he was still there in an hour. He set aside his papers and looked at her, his gold eyes full of warmth and amusement.
You're married, she said, as if he needed the reminder of an event that had taken place a few weeks ago. You should be keeping track of your wife, not me.
No answer, just that annoying amusement.
Why don't you keep track of Marion too while you're at it? She muttered.
The warmth and amusement in his eyes deepened.
Shit, shit, shit. He did keep track of his brother's wife.
Her stomach gave a funny little twirl as she considered that. Damon Saudie, Lucivar, Yaslana, half-brothers linked through their Hyelian father, who was the Prince of the Darkness, the High Lord of Hell. Men who were ice and fire, working in tandem to look after the women in the family, especially during the few days of each moon cycle, when those women couldn't use craft and might be vulnerable. Which made her wonder about the warlord she had met at a party shortly after Damon became the warlord prince who ruled the territory of Demlin in the realm of Kalir. The man had managed to maintain the mask of an interesting companion until she agreed to go to the theater with him. Then his true personality began to seep through. She would have gone with him anyway to find out what he really wanted, but he'd canceled, sending a note to offer his regrets and apologies for being called away unexpectedly. She hadn't thought anything of it, just figured he'd found out a little more about her, and decided not to risk being gutted during the play's intermission. After all, men who were willing to escort a former whore who was connected to the most powerful family in Kalir tended to get nervous when they discovered the former whore was also a former assassin. Now she wondered whether the little prick ass had canceled to avoid having a few bones broken. Lucifer.